Gore readings, flesh wound horror freaks, and welcome to the 12 days of Slashmas, night 11, day 11. Fuck, Todd.
Yeah, you're good. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Eve.
Merry Christmas Eve.
I'm spreading like
Feliz
virus.
Navidad.
Just get it out of the way
right now too, but I'm Daniel Shine, that's Todd Loya, that's Pugs Dread,
namaste, what's up,
and that's Mike Kruger.
Ho ho ho, bitch.
Kruger, just in case people are jumping in and maybe binging us on their Christmas Eve, tell them how Slashmas works.
Well, first off, if you're binging us on Christmas Eve, I'm sorry. make sure you're not watching with family.
We're here for you.
But anyways, what we do for our 12 Days of Slashmas special is rate and review a Christmas-themed slasher, and then at the end of the episode, we eliminate a slasher off the list we compiled from our previous episodes that we deem unworthy of the list, leaving us with three final girls, a.k.a. our top three slashers of the 12 Days of Slashmas. So make sure if you enjoy this episode, go back and check out our previous episodes of this 12 Days of Slashmas series and previously our Slashtober special we did back in October. Playlist is on YouTube. So now that that's out of the way, Todd, why don't you give us our slasher statistics and tell us who's on our final girl list and who's already been eliminated?
All right. Our three are Jack Frost, Christmas Evil, and Christmas Cruelty. Eliminated thus far is Cannibal Claus, Secret Santa, Lake Alice, The Dorm That Dripped Blood, Mrs. Claus, Santa Claus, C-L-A-W-S, The Ginger Dead Man, To All a Good Night, Santa's Sleigh, and Bikini Bloodbath Christmas.
Rest in
piss. Up for elimination. today we have Don't Open Till Christmas. So we're opening it a day early. So
we are indeed. So
we're not following rules. We're rule breakers here.
So Don't Open Till Christmas is a 1984 slasher from director Edmund Purdom, rare UK slasher for the time. And this one, somebody with very little Christmas spirit is killing anyone in a Santa suit one London holiday season, and Scotland Yard has to stop him before he makes his exploits a bloody tradition. All right, Kruger, what did you think about Don't Open Till Christmas? Was this a first one for you?
Yeah, this was the first time watch for me. I'd never even like heard of this. So I was pretty excited, especially, you know, like you said, it coming from the UK, that's kind of, you know, rare with the video nasty thing going on. So the story, I thought, kind of played out like a giallo, like with some of the sleaziness and stuff and just the way it's paced. It's really like the pacing on this movie is just badass. Like it's nonstop kills from get go till basically the end of the movie. It gets to them, like I said, like right away and consistently, probably every couple of minutes, you're seeing a Santa Claus get picked off. And I think that's fucking awesome. The kills themselves are also fucking great. Like they have that great, you know, 80s style practical gore, and they don't hold back on the brutality at all. There's a broken bottle kill in here that's good enough to rival the one New York Ripper. And that's if that's not a stamp of approval, I don't know what is. The killer himself is also pretty cool. I dug the different costumes he wore and like the masks and stuff. And, you know, the fact that his MO is killing Santa Claus is fucking awesome. The only real problem I had with the movie was the ending. We get answers to the questions we have, but then we're kind of left with some more with such like, you know, abrupt finish. But even with the ending, through all the kills and gore, totally made up from that minor, you know, little quibble I had. And in hindsight, I love this slasher and definitely I'm going to watch it every year for Christmas as a tradition. I mean, it's going in that rotation and it's one of the better 80s slashers I've seen in a bit. So I loved it a lot. So what did you think, Pugs?
Well, for me, it's a little too long, but that's like the only problem I have with it. It's very straightforward, and even it being semi like straightforward and serious, it's still fun. It could be mean spirited at time, which I appreciate. I actually really like this one, and I'm glad we included it, unlike some others. But it's pretty good. So, what about you, Mr. Todd?
And you can't argue that it uses Christmas. This is a longtime favorite for me. Funny thing, I don't know how well you guys know this. This is another one of those weird Vestron tapes that was like out of sequence. So it was even more confusing than it should have been. But this one for me has always felt like almost like a Christmas nightmare. Like the film Nightmare.
Yeah, I can totally see that. Those similarities.
So, you know, that alone is going to make me love this one, but it's, you know, it's nice. Cause it's the reverse of what we always get. We always get a Christmas, a killer Santa, it seems like, but going after the Santa, like, you know, the killer going after Santa is made for a cool twist on the Christmas slasher film. So that alone makes it memorable. Dan.
Yeah. That's a good comparison with Nightmare. It's not in league with Nightmare for me, but definitely good one to binge together if you'd like. The kills, as you said, nonstop. This movie never lets up from the get-go. I really enjoyed the sleazy vibe that it did have. The Santa concept was really, really cool and really unique. And I don't know. This is another one. I had trouble getting a hold of this one for a while. And another one I didn't think too highly of back in the day for some reason. And that Vestron thing might have been.
Was your first version that DVD from Jeff Films?
No, I.
Okay, because that one retains the mix-up version because it's obviously a VHS rip.
Yeah, so. this had a lot of issues until Mondo put out their DVD.
And there is a German Blu-ray.
Yes, there is. Watching it again, this one has definitely grown on me over the years. It's a ton of fun. And I think the fact that it does, you know, it is set in England gives it a slightly different flavor too, because again, you really didn't have slasher movies being made there at this time. I mean, honestly, even afterwards, it took a while.
You have tons of giallos that were made
there. Yes, you did have giallos, but not. Yeah, they just.
I think that's why it feels serious to me too.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just because you see like New Scotland Yard and all that stuff.
It reminds me a lot too of well, we're not we haven't reviewed it yet, but Cold Day of Night.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's called? The Dennis Nielsen movie?
Yeah, the serial killer.
Okay, well, it feels like that. And I think I wanted it a little bit more Christmassy, but sex and Santa don't mix, apparently. It's a bad combo.
Never goes well, as we've learned reviewing some of these movies. It's also a product of its time when he's with the girl and then he just goes, they'll think we're a couple of gays. It's like, oh, wow. Definitely 1984. And then the cops
are changing. I'm sure you love that, Dan. Because you hate them, too.
I love the gay.
Self-hater.
He loves the games.
But yeah, no, definitely a product of its time. And there's not 50 different Don't Open Till Christmas is out there. So I really appreciate it this time. And it's gone up. It's still like, it's not, I wouldn't call it a classic slasher, but it's a really, really good one from really the last year of the golden era.
Yeah. Well, on that, do we want to rate this? Kruger, you can go. I know we have spoilers today, because I know you're going to want to talk kills.
Oh yeah. So I was originally going to give it a 4, but I got to give it a 4.5, man, out of 5. It's really fucking good, and definitely one of the. I mean, Dan, you said it's not a classic, but to me, I'd consider it a fucking classic. And this, To All a Good Night. Are definitely, you know, two new ones that have been on this list that I'm going to add every single year, and I'm going to watch them like I do with all my other favorites. So, Pugs, what do you rate it?
I'm going to give this one a 4 out of 5. It's fucking solid. The only, my only gripe was that it feels a little too long, but I can't complain. Other than that, Todd?
I'm a 4.5 also. I have too much fun with this one, but I will say, first time I watched it, I think I was a little underwhelmed too, but I also thought it was a killer Santa movie. So, and I don't even know how old I was when I saw it. So, but over the years, it's grown and grown on me.
Mm-hmm. I'm a 4. I really like the movie a lot. I think it's definitely one you want to put in your holiday rotation.
All right. Now here's
high recommendations.
And
now let's see how high of a recommendation. So now up for elimination, we have Jack Frost, Christmas Evil, Christmas Cruelty, and Don't Open Till Christmas. Kruger, who would you like to eliminate?
This is hard for me, man. But I have to go with Jack Frost. I love Jack Frost. It's a great fucking movie. But it gets a lot of love already. And I'm all for putting on one that maybe not some people know about. So Don't Open Till Christmas is going to bump out Jack Frost for me.
Okay.
This Pugs? Was also a struggle for me, but I'm going to have to eliminate my boy Jack Frost.
Wow. I'm the one that's probably going to be shocking then. I struggled a lot too, but I felt like this one was just a little more Christmassy. So I'm eliminating Christmas Cruelty.
I am also eliminating Christmas Cruelty because that's not in par with the rest of the films for me at all. So we got another guy.
Just blowing fucking shit. Now I'm going to get pissed off.
I love that one too.
But it, yeah.
Fucking, I forgot his name, but the Santa in Christmas Cruelty will melt the fuck out of Jack Frost.
Yeah,
he would he's fucked up the real person. Yeah,
I'm gonna make the same argument I did with Ginger Dead Man. How do you expect a killer snowman? He's getting
fucking
even knows
he will puree that carrot, motherfucker. Dude, there is no chance that this dude in real life, too.
Supernatural.
Now you imagine that same curse happens to homeboy in Christmas Cruelty. Everyone in that town is getting raped.
You understand? You guys are making me choose snowman rape or traditional rape. So this is very difficult,
dude. The red fire truck, Todd. Come on.
Okay, you know what? I flipped Jack Frost piece.
Okay,
yeah. Jack Frost.
That is a bloody snow truck. Cone, man.
But, you know, Jack Frost made it almost all the way.
Jack Frost is shit. This takes nothing away from him.
That was the first episode that we did, and we're on fucking day 11. So if that's not enough recommendation for Jack Frost, I don't know what the fuck is. I mean, definitely check that out. But fucking Christmas Cruelty, man, is just, oh, my God. It's way more brutal. And like Pug said, that guy would fucking rape Jack Frost with a knife. Like,
yeah.
Snow. He doesn't feel that. He could freeze the night.
You do understand they killed Jack Frost in the movie.
Jack Frost came back.
They killed him in the second movie.
Our buddy in Christmas Cruelty is still alive. Yeah. Living a great life.
Man, we need to like talk to that director and be like, dude, we need a sequel like now. Please.
All right. Well, before we get to spoilers, so Dan, why don't you tell the people what?
All right, guys. So be sure to like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube. We really appreciate it very, very, very much. Let the Christmas spirit flow through you. Also, fleshwindfeatures.com. Check it out for all your shopping needs. And Pugs.
Oh, we are on Patreon. So, 'tis the season. And if you're feeling giving this Christmas Eve, check that out. And donations start at just $1. And you get exclusive content. And most importantly, uncensored. And there is a Black Christmas 2019 commentary that you definitely want to check out. So please
enjoy. Never on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah. Sign up. Steal your
yeah, that's cool.
Please do not. Or they, someone did get sued for saying that. I can't remember who it was.
I think it was Pee Wee Herman. Hold on.
No. It was like waves before that.
Bleep that out. I want to get sued.
Yeah, don't. Get permission.
Permission from Granny and then watch Black Christmas, our Black Christmas commentary with her, and she'll have a good time. It's family bonding.
Watch Christmas Cruelty with her.
There you go.
Everybody should.
Yeah.
All right. So spoilers now.
All right.
Yes. So if you don't wish to be spoiled, now would be the time to bow out. So Kruger, you're itching to talk about those kills.
Yeah. So like, just first off, the body count on this movie is fucking insane. You know what I mean? Like, just it's so consistently, like probably every 3 minutes there's kills. And that first the opening sequence was good, but the one that got me like, all right, we're ready to party, was when the fucking spear got the Santa Claus in the back of the head and it comes out the fucking mouth at the costume party. Badass. And the shrunken mask, the shrunken head mask the killer was wearing, like, looked super cool too. And then like the piano fucking wire strangulation, then he fucking sticks his head on the burner from outside. Oh dude, that shit looked like it hurt. And like, even like kills that weren't, you know, super creative, like, you know, there's a kill where he just shoves a pistol in the motherfucker's mouth, but you know, blows his brains out. Even that looks so good, because like when it happened, his fucking, he, you know, is hunched over, and then you see the back of his head, you know, all fucking blown out and shit. And just the gore is just really impressive. And then the broken bottle kill I was talking about, just the way it fucking hits him in the throat and then in the eye and rips the fucking eyeball out. Like, that shit looked like fuck. It hurt like a motherfucker. And like I said, that has to rival New York Ripper for me for best broken bottle kill ever.
The grill kill I thought was always pretty cool. Always kind of made me laugh.
Yeah, that's what. Shit. Well, because it was kind of unexpected, because you know he had the piano wire there, and you're like, oh, he's, you know, it's just gonna be one of those. But then you're like, oh shit, there's a burner there, and he gets him. And this is the way they made, you know, with the makeup, it just, it looks so good. Like, I was super impressed with this movie.
You brought up the. You were confused, or it brought up more questions at the ending, because I didn't really care for the ending that much either. When the TV blows up, I thought that was kind of weird.
Yeah. The way it was just kind of like abrupt, like you know, we're learning about the killer and everything like that, and then it just, yeah, with the TV, it just it confused me. It's like, what did you get from that, Todd?
Honestly, I still am kind of like, the ending isn't very good, but I mean, the ride up to there, it's so strong that I can overlook that.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't, like, I wanted to give it a 5, honestly. If it would have like the landing at the ending, I could have easily gave it a 5. The kills, like, the reason I said it feels like a giallo is just because, you know, like, you know how giallos have, like, they kind of don't hold, like, some of them don't hold back on the brutality, and it catches you off guard. Like, that's kind of what I was getting out of it. And then, you know, with the cop story and stuff like that, you know, and following, you know, the cops around, that was kind of reminding me of, like, a giallo too. But, those fucking photographers were hilarious. They're fucking just hooking up with models left and right and shit. And he's like, oh yeah, take down your shirt.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna hate on him.
Like, that just, I love that sleaze that you just don't, like, that's the type of sleaze I like. Yeah. When it's just, it's sprinkled in there, it's not, you know, the whole fucking movie, but you have these characters that are just slime balls, and like that, I love that. All the characters, honestly, in this movie were pretty entertaining. Like, I even liked, like, you know, the hooker, or not hooker, but fucking what was she, like, a set, yeah, peep show girl. Like, I just, like, I liked her dynamic with, you know, everything going on and stuff. So, definitely check this out.
Yeah. You know, you said it's sleazy, and that just reminded me of, for some reason, the Greasy Strangler. Can you imagine a Greasy Strangler Christmas? That'd be fucking cool.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that would be great.
Greasy Strangler.
Fuck. Yeah. all right. Do we have any more spoilers on this one?
So, guys, we hope you're getting tons and tons of presents. We wake up to that, and we hope you really enjoyed these shows up to now. Don't forget to listen tomorrow
on the big day. And again, like, share, subscribe, and follow us across all the social media bullshits. And please, from all of us, have a merry and happy, safe Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So everybody, say good night.
One day, Dan will ask us if we have any final thoughts before you drink the next one. But yeah, fuck everyone else. So, good night.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.